afternoon. This is Buhle. I'd like to share a bit about my experience during our maths and science sessions. Before I started the lessons, I was in my point of view, I was absolutely horrible in mathematics. Maths tutors and lecturers would say there are many ways to kill a cat, but I could not kill the cat. I often found it difficult to fully understand certain topics, especially when it came to problem solving and applying all those different concepts. But after attending our sessions, I noticed a big difference in how I approached my work. We made the explanations clear. It was step by step and very easy to follow. You always made sure that I understood the work even before moving on, you know, to different topics and so on. Overall, I'm grateful for the time, the effort. It truly helped me improve and made a lasting impact on how I approached learning. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. I trust you are well. The reason for my message today is to thank you for your assistance in my maths and science throughout my grade 11 year. I would like to thank you as I really saw and felt an improvement in these subjects, but most notably in my maths. As I was struggling in my grade 11 year, but went into grade 11 with confidence in myself and my abilities, all thanks to your assistance and your classes. I really appreciate the time you took out and the effort you put in to help me be a better maths and science student. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mohanjana. I hope you're also doing well. And what I really think helped me in the maths and science sessions is that I could really understand trigonometry even further, because that's what I was struggling with in terms of maths. And in science, the electricity part, I didn't really understand it. And also, you really helped me to see it out clearly. And what I enjoyed most about the sessions is that I was able to speak out freely. I didn't have to hold back any questions. And the improvement I saw is that really in parts of trigonometry, I was really starting to ace them. As of proof, I was also demonstrating them on the board with you. So I'm really thankful for what you did. And good luck on everything. I hope other students will also have the same experience. Thank you.
Every year, thousands of students fail their exams, not because they lack intelligence, no, but because they forget under pressure. I know this truth personally. I failed grade 12 not once, but three times. And while I was failing my own exams, I was teaching others to pass theirs. It was in my mind that failed me, no. It was my memory, my belief, and my stillness. Today, we are not talking about failure as an event. We are unpacking it as a curriculum. This is Talking Classrooms, and I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana. Welcome to Failure, Forgetfulness, and Faith, what the classroom never taught me about resilience. Let's start in 2010. I was full of ambition, determined to conquer matric, but the results came and I failed. That first failure didn't just test my academic ability, it broke something deeper, which is my confidence. When you fail publicly, the world keeps moving while you stand still, and you start to believe maybe you are the problem. But I learned later, failure isn't always intellectual. Sometimes it's neurological, sometimes it's emotional, and sometimes it's spiritual. Years later, when I returned to school, I discovered a painful truth. You can understand something deeply and still fail to reproduce it under pressure. That is not stupidity. That's cognitive overload. It's what happens when your brain is full, but your spirit is empty. Fast forward to 2014, I went back to school. This time as a man, I'm no longer a teenager, but I was sleeping in a tent, and I was living there in a church tent, voluntarily sleeping all night there, and early in the morning, went straight to classroom. That tent became my classroom, my place of learning, my place of prayer, my place of silence. And in that silence, I learned three things, three truths that no textbooks had never taught me. Number one, discomfort clarifies priorities. When you are uncomfortable, you discover what really matters. Luxury distracts, struggle focuses. Number two, silence sharpens memory. I used to think memory was about study hours. It's not. No, it's not. It's about the state of mind when you are learning. When your environment is still, your brain retains even more. Number three, faith restores energy. It's not about religion. Faith is the decision to believe that effort still matters, even when results don't show yet. Those nights in the tent, I wasn't just surviving. I was learning how the human mind recovers when stripped of comfort. After all that effort, I failed again. Maths and physics twice. It had no sense at all. No sense. I could teach the same content with clarity, yet when it was my turn to write, my mind went blank. Went blank, 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 blank. That's when I realized my real enemy wasn't failure. It was forgetfulness. I learned that forgetfulness is not just poor study habits. It's often the product of three silent forces, which is cognitive fatigue, emotional anxiety, spiritual disconnection. When all three collide, your brain literally shuts down under stress. You don't lose the information now. You lose access to it. That's why I say today, the mind doesn't fail you. Distraction does. And education that ignores emotion is half complete. We teach knowledge, but we don't teach mental recovery. We measure memory, but we never ask if the student's mind is at rest. On my third attempt, something shifted. Before the exam, I whispered a line from a song by Bethel Music that goes like, "You help me to remember, you help me to remember." I was singing this song. I wasn't asking for miracles. I was asking for stillness. Faith didn't make me smarter. It made me calm enough to remember what I already knew. And that day, the fog lifted. I passed both maths and physics. Not because I suddenly understood more, no. But because my mind was finally quiet enough to retrieve what it had learned. That's the hidden truth about education. We train students to study, but not to be still. We train them to repeat information, but not to reset their minds. Faith, reflection, meditation, whatever you name it, whatever you give it, is the brain's most underrated learning strategy. Failure was my greatest teacher. Forgetfulness was my toughest exam. Faith was my final subject. If you are in your own 10th season right now, when nothing seems to work and your progress feels invisible, don't mislabel your delay as defeat. No, don't do that. You might not be failing at learning. You might just be learning resilience. So here's a challenge for you today. Find stillness before you seek success, because your mind remembers best when your spirit is at peace. This is Talking Classrooms, and I'm Bulelani Magwanqana, reminding you, even the darkest classrooms can produce the brightest minds if we learn how to think, feel, and believe again.